Three, two.
Good evening. Welcome to the regular scheduled meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Governor Lee signed an executive order that addresses meetings of governing bodies. The Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting tonight under the provisions of this specific executive order. Therefore, the Oak Ridge Board of Education will be meeting electronically tonight, May 18th at 7 p.m. This meeting will be available to the public on local channel 15 and will also be live streamed on YouTube. With that being said, I will call the meeting to order. Ms. Lammerhirt, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Flower?
Here.
Ms. McClain?
Here.
Ms. Agle?
Here.
Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Ms. Webb?
Here.
Thank you. Let the record show that all board members are present, along with a number of guests, including staff members and the superintendent. First item is the approval of the agenda. I would entertain a motion for approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Any discussion or needed for additional changes? Hearing none, please cast your vote for approval. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. Tonight, our good news, we'll start off, Mr. Stevens, with you.
All right. All right. We'll start with Robertsville. Robertsville Ram, Amelia Everett, received an award of merit for her artwork in the 2020 Tennessee PTSA Reflections Art Program. Amelia's work will be a feature in the organization's traveling exhibit. On Monday, May 4th, the last two components of the Robertsville Middle School RAMSAT project, which is a little satellite, were delivered. The ballast and antenna were ordered before the close of school in March, last March, and the final assembly of the solar panels will be completed within a few weeks, and pre-flight testing will begin. Delivery of RAMSAT is set for July 1 in Houston, Texas. RAMSAT mentors have kept Robertsville and Oak Ridge High students engaged in the project through weekly Zoom meetings. That's exciting news for the school system and especially for Robertsville. Bravo.
Thank you, Ben. I'm going to skip to me since three of our board members all have news from Jefferson, so kind of keep that consistent. My good news is congratulations is in order to our superintendent, Dr. Bruce Borchers, who has been selected as the East Region Superintendent of the Year by TOSS, which is the Tennessee Organization of School Superintendents. And he will be in one of eight superintendents in the running for 2021 Superintendent of the Year. So, Dr. Borchers, congratulations, and certainly well deserved.
Thank you, Keith.
Ms. Agle.
You're on mute, Angie.
Yeah.
You were on mute, Angie.
Still on mute, Angie. Oh, there we go.
Should be unmuted. Sixth grade students read the book, The Honest Truth by Dan Gemeinhart. It is about a young boy who sets out on a journey to climb Mount Rainier. The students became interested in researching national parks. Each student decided on a park, gathered information from the National Park Service website, and thought of questions for the National Park Rangers. Students wrote letters to the Rangers and sent them prior to spring break. In the midst of the pandemic, it has been a pleasant surprise to receive packages back from many of the national parks. Students have received handwritten letters, badges, maps, junior park ranger guides, and the list goes on. This has been something exciting to look forward to each week and hope that the mail will keep coming.
Ms. McClain.
Okay, I have more good news from Jefferson. Lisa Webb's sixth grade social studies students sent the JMS school nurse letters and emails after doing a home study on Florence Nightingale. Nurse Cousin stated it reminded her what precious, wonderful students JMS has, and I'm reminded of how lucky I am to be the nurse. Congratulations to Janie Shanafield, who received a UCOR Education 1000 mini grant for her grant titled Spiking Interest in Robotics. She will use these funds to purchase additional robots for the JMS Lego League teams. I also wanted to do just a quick description of graduation celebration. Historically, we've had a party after graduation for all of the seniors, an all-night party. But because of the pandemic and social distancing requirements, we have had to really change up what we're doing. Next Tuesday, when all of the seniors are dropping off their computers, we'll have a tent there and we'll be giving out bags stuffed with all kinds of goodies and gift cards and candies and lots of treats for each of our seniors. So it's not a party, but it is a nice consolation. And that's just some of the good news.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
And back to JMS, the school resource officer, Vic Owen, conducted 7 well check visits for students who were unable to contact at times throughout the closure to ensure their safety and security of each of these students. And also instructional technology coach and 7th and 8th grade school counselor, Maria Castle, created an online open house orientation and registration experience for the 2021 school year. Mr. Fowler is also working to create a virtual school tour for students and parents.
Thank you, and that's some of the good news continuing in the Oak Ridge schools. I would like to take just a moment, and Mr. McDonald, I think you're here with us. If you'd like to make a couple of comments, certainly feel free to do so. I know we haven't completed everything yet, but I'd just like to say on behalf of the board how much we appreciate the effort that the Oak Ridge High School staff put forth in providing the graduation opportunity that they did. A lot of hours were put to make this happen. And as I've mentioned before, other schools that were uncertain of what they were going to do, some still waiting to June or July even, but seem to be following somewhat in our footsteps. So as always, being the leader is a good thing. And thank you again for everything that your staff did to make this happen. And if you'd like to make a few comments, please feel free to do so.
I appreciate those kind words. We had a really nice event, I think, that we were able to put together for our students. And thank you to you and the board for coming out and participating. I know those were long shifts for each of you, and I appreciate you coming back over multiple days. The video is in post-production right now, and they're working on it. A little over an hour right now, and we're not quite through a third of the kids yet. So it's coming together, and we can't wait to finish on it.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, moving onward. Next is the consent agenda. I would entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Please cast your vote now. Motion passes unanimously. And it may have popped up on everybody's screen, but let me speak to this just in case. It came up on my screen. It may just have been mine that my internet connection was unstable. That's since gone away. If we were to lose connection, did we just try to sign back in again? I guess that's just a shaking of heads. That's what we do. Good. Okay. Very good. Moving on then, next is a second reading for the adoption of the FY21 budget. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the adoption of the FY21 budget.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, any additional comments?
Probably nothing additional, but just for people, if they're watching for the first time, obviously we've been at this for months, and starting early May here, we had the board presentation along with the presentation to the city council, followed that up with a line-by-line meeting to go through the lines of the budget, and then last week, obviously, had the approval on first reading, and we're here tonight for the second reading. And again, just saying thanks to Pat and her team to help make this process go as smoothly as possible in a tough situation this year.
Comments or
questions
from the board?
It says it's second reading, but I believe this is first reading, correct?
No, we had first reading last week, so this is second reading.
Okay.
Other questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Therefore, the budget for the Oak Ridge Schools has been officially adopted on second reading. Moving under, next item under items for action is a FY20 budget transfer number 7. This is first reading. You will note that we will also be doing a second reading on this budget transfer. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 budget transfer number 7.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion
made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, as the memo describes there, this transfer is made up of end-of-year realignment of some salary and benefits and expenditures, also some routine budget transfers, which are mostly grants, and then budget transfers to cover anticipated expenditures.
I need to point out at this juncture that the anticipated transfer within this budget transfer is an amount of $625,000 that settles the case of the Oak Ridge Schools versus John Edward Anderson. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item C is the second reading of this budget transfer. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 budget transfer number 7, second reading.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Any additional comments? Then please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the IDEA Technology Partnership. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the IDEA Partnership Grant application in the amount of $20,000.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Move for approval.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Second.
Well, let's go. Ms. Webb made the motion, and Ms. McClain seconded the motion. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, Dr. Hebrard, always great at looking for grants and doing the same thing here. And we received a little bit over $5,000 that will help our students with disabilities in their platforms to increase academic opportunities due to the school closures.
Questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item E, Head Start Quality Improvement Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Preschool Head Start Quality Improvement Grant in the amount of $30,094.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from Ms. Downard's note there, the Office of Head Start has received some additional funds due to COVID, and our preschool is seeking the quality improvement funds to address trauma-informed instruction through professional development as well as
yeah, it's easy for you to say.
We broke up a little bit there, right toward the end, or at least I did. So I think we got all that. Any questions? I was, sorry. But I think we're okay. Everybody nodded their head, so I think we're good. So the motion is approval of the Head Start Quality Improvement Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the Head Start COLA funds. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the preschool Head Start COLA request in the amount of $19,914.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Well, motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the, again, from Ms. Downard, you see her note there, the COLA funds would be used to support the increase in pay for Head Start staff at the preschool.
Questions from the board. Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the purchase of rooftop HVAC units for Willowbrook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 16 rooftop HVAC units from Lennox Industries Incorporated in the amount of $156,178.21 to be installed at Willowbrook.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from Mr. Thacker's memo on the second page there, much needed rooftop units for Willowbrook, and will coincide with the new roof at Willowbrook. And this is being funded from the city's CIP investment in the schools.
Questions from the board. Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item H, summer school fees. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the summer school fees for 2020.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As we can see from the memo, we have canceled the summer school at the middle school level for this summer. The high school is still debating on what that might look like, maybe virtually at the high school, but we wanted to get approval tonight And as you can see there, there'll be no increase from the previous year.
Questions from the board? And this may be part of the discussion with the high school. Go ahead, Ms. Agle.
Middle school students who may need a credit recovery, do they have any opportunity for that virtually with summer school canceled?
Mr. Lay, do you want to chime in on that?
Yes, we had multiple discussions about should we have a middle school summer school recovery. But basically what has happened at this point is the administration, the teachers have reached out to these students who were basically needing to have failing grades. They have worked with them. It's a little bit different than the high school situation. For most courses, you do not earn a credit. It's a pass or fail. So anyway, they felt like we were in good shape. And given basically what we had been dealing with, we just did not see it as being the best opportunity to insist on having a summer school this summer for middle school students. But they are working with individuals as needed.
My question was kind of on that same line, but at the high school, what about those students who needed summer school to be able to graduate?
Mr. Lay, Mr. McDonald, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, I can go for all weeks. Mr. McDonald, address it first.
So what we're doing right now is we have already begun. All right, can you guys hear me all right?
Yep.
Yes.
I can't tell if you guys can hear me. All right, thank you. What we're doing right now is we are starting credit recovery already. So we've got students that are either seniors or underclassmen who have started with their credit recovery courses now on APEX. And we're hoping to get a start before we get into the summer. And we're reevaluating whether or not we want to have a traditional summer school with social distancing or if we want to do a virtual option for our students. But we're hoping to take care of credits now.
Thank you. Any other questions? Motion on the floor is approval of summer school fees. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we'll move down to items for information. First item deals with our portrait of a graduate. Dr. Borchers.
Yes, the board I sent you some information, a lot of information about our update on our building of the portrait of a graduate. A lot of work has gone into this, and want to thank our building principals and teacher leaders who have taken part in this exercise. And we have a draft. And this is kind of a blending of our seven keys to college and career readiness, our Oak Ridge 2020, and into one single vision for our community and our students. So I would ask the board send to me on that. We can incorporate those into the draft, and our hope is we're going to get feedback from administrators this week and next week. And this is we're kind of moving fast here, but we like to survey our employees and members. So hopefully by end of July have a ready to operate, ready to put into play a portrait of graduate for the Oak Ridge schools.
Of questions or comments from the board?
I think what you have to start with is fantastic, and just expect that to get better. Once you have the final product, how are you going to push that out to the greater community?
Yeah, we will hit every venue we can to share that with all entities. And that plan hasn't been put together yet, but that certainly will be a part of the process. And additionally, you know, just like in our other keys in our Oak Ridge 2020, once we agree on this kind of, you know, 60,000 foot level, then the work will start as far as developing key performance indicator scorecards as well.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%, and I think it's critical that there be a very comprehensive communication plan to push that down to every parent, household, church, and everything else within the greater community, because it really gives a good idea of what the vision is for a student graduating from Oak Ridge High. I think it's fantastic.
That's well received, and we will certainly have a communication plan created.
Thank you, Ben. Anyone else? Moving on then to the financial report. Any questions or comments? Okay, moving on to items for discussion. Any old business? Any new business? Communications. Just very briefly, completed a virtual meeting of the Tennessee School Board Association Board of Directors this past week. Just a couple things to share with you to have on your plate, so to speak. It's a lot of what the legislature is going to do is really unknown at this time. Potentially looking at budget cuts that would affect education. One could be in the amount for teacher salaries from the state. We know that the education savings account was ruled unconstitutional, but that's being appealed. There's an amount of money there, about $41 million, depending on what happens there. But at this point in time, unless the state finds a way to appeal that directly to the state Supreme Court, the anticipation is that that will not be settled during this next coming school year. There's also a couple of the legislators who want to take a look at maintenance of effort. And by taking a look, according to Ben Torres, that means to see if there's a way to reduce that. He feels very confident that that's not going to happen and that there's not a way to do that. But that is something that he says is being bounced around in the legislature. Also, there's an uncertainty whether they will open back up for new bills to be filed, but they're looking at one area that deals with districts having immunity for districts that when schools do reopen, if someone were to get sick, that the schools would be held harmless as long as they follow certain specifications that have been laid out either from the governor or the Department of Education. But the legislature might have to reopen accepting bills to get something like that put in discussion. the only other thing that I guess I would mention is the, as we're all aware, the collection of taxes. And based on what I said earlier, that certainly will have an impact on what happens. And that collection of state taxes is certainly much lower than it was this time last year. So basically, those are things that are in the category of wait and see, but they are things that some people in the state government are discussing and are looking at. Any questions about that?
I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. I want to congratulate Dr. Borchertz and all of the staff on their leadership and vision over the years in establishing Access Oak Ridge. By having the devices, our kids have been able to continue being educated during this pandemic. And I'm watching the news, and so many systems are scrambling, and I emphasize scrambling, to establish devices, curriculum, connectivity, tech support, and everything that we have. And I just am so thankful that we are not there, and thankful for the vision that started several years ago. And we're not totally there, but we are so much farther ahead than many of our neighbors. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Ms. McLean. And we just have some amazing people doing amazing work behind the scenes, and you know, administrative leaders, but really, you know, teacher leaders that are only this and this, you know, all the time. Thank you.
Any other comments? I would mention that I believe next Tuesday at 3:10, rain or shine, is the, I'll keep, and Ms. Webb, you can correct me because I can't get the terminology in my mind. I keep wanting to call it a reverse parade.
Drive-by. Yes.
So that will start in the area of the swimming pool, and we'll move down Providence Road, I guess, to Malfunction Junction. Is that correct?
That's what I understand.
So if you want to be a part of that, I guess you just show up in your car and get in line with signs.
Keep moving.
And keep moving. That's good advice. All right. Anyone else? Ms. Lammerhurt, thank you for keeping us together. We appreciate it. Mr. Kolodnik, thank you for keeping us online. Board members, thank you for being here, and everyone else that joined us tonight, we appreciate your virtual attendance and look forward to seeing you soon in person. And with that being said, we are adjourned. Have a great week.
Good night, everybody.